From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Trump administration has expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Cuba's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at the embassy in Havana, where at least 22 have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
That decision was made due to Cuba's inability to protect our diplomats in Havana, as well as ensure equity in the impact of our respective operations.
Nauert said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave the U.S.
Until the government of Cuba can ensure the safety of our diplomats in Cuba, our embassy will be reduced to emergency personnel to minimize the number of diplomats at risk of exposure to harm.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic ties with Havana, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration, and said the U.S. will cooperate with Havana as the investigation into these attacks continues.
La política anunciada por el presidente Donald Trump.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said the decision represents a regression of bilateral relations. He said Tuesday's expulsion is a purely political act and benefits those who want to derail the ability of both countries to improve relations. He also accused Washington of failing to cooperate in the investigation. Explosive devices were thrown at the homes of two opposition Ugandan lawmakers late Monday, targeted, lawmakers say, because of their link to the heated debate in Parliament on changing the Constitution to extend the rule of President Yoweri Museveni. There were no injuries. A law amending the Constitution was introduced Tuesday in Parliament, with most of the opposition either barred from the proceeding or staying away in protest. Mr. Museveni has ruled the country since 1986. At 73, he would be ineligible to seek another term in 2021. This is VOA News. Spain's King Felipe VI Tuesday denounced Catalonia's independence drive.
Todos hemos sido testigos de los hechos que se han ido produciendo
in a rare televised address, the king said the regional Catalan government illegally proclaimed its independence, breaching the country's constitution and the law that recognizes and protects its historic institutions and self-government. He appealed for Spanish unity. But Monash University Spanish professor Carlos Uxe said there were also things the king left unsaid.
He did not call to have more conversations between the two parties. He did not mention that the majority of Catalans want a referendum. And in my view, he really did not add anything new.
Also Tuesday, tens of thousands took to the streets of Barcelona protesting Sunday's police crackdown in an attempt to disrupt the independence referendum. Separatist Catalan leaders vowed to declare independence. Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont told the BBC such a declaration could come in a matter of days. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told a Senate hearing Tuesday the U.S. under the right conditions should remain inside the Iran nuclear agreement, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA.
If we can confirm that Iran is living by the agreement, if we can determine that this is in our best interest, then clearly we should stay with it.
His comments come ahead of President Donald Trump's decision whether to certify to Congress Iran is complying with the 2015 international deal. Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo Tuesday said the investigation into the possible motive for the mass shooting in Las Vegas continues, in which a lone gunman, Stephen Paddock, killed nearly 60 people and wounded hundreds of others from a hotel room overlooking a country music concert using assault rifles. Police want to interview Paddock's girlfriend, who's now in the Philippines.
I can't tell you her current whereabouts right now. All I know is the Philippines, and we are in conversation. Apparently, she's a person of interest.
She is identified as Marilou Danley, an Australian citizen, described as Paddock's live-in companion. Investigators are examining a $100,000 wire transfer Paddock sent to an account in the Philippines that may have been intended for Danley. The French Parliament has adopted an anti-terror measure that would bolster police surveillance powers, making it easier to close mosques and other places of worship suspected of preaching hatred. The Interior Minister described the country as being in a state of war following a series of jihadist attacks. Former Iraqi president, Iraqi Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani Tuesday died in Berlin at the age of 83. He served from 2005 to 2014 before stepping down from the presidency following a 2012 stroke. U.S. stocks posted more record highs Tuesday. Part of the reason, U.S. auto sales powered by losses sustained in Texas from Hurricane Harvey. The industry sold more than 1.5 million vehicles in September. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.